USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims are rising. The Labor Department reports 965,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, up 181,000 from the previous week's revised level. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News.
Worst showing since late August. So that's not moving in the direction we want to be moving in. And I think they can be both at once shocking, but not necessarily surprising.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime economic address on Thursday. He also tweeted on Wednesday, in a bipartisan vote, the House voted to impeach and hold President Trump accountable. Biden continues, now the process continues to the Senate, where he hopes they'll deal with their constitutional responsibilities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Johnson & Johnson is reporting some positive results on their potential coronavirus vaccine. Early data from the company showing their vaccine produced a high rate of immune response in trials and a low rate of negative reactions from the first shot. The CDC says over 10 million Americans have received the first dose of the approved coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine. He tells CNN we have to get more shots in people's arms.
But if we don't vaccinate the number of people that President-elect Biden suggests, we are not going to get there. And I would say that even a million a day, which is what he's proposing, is low. We need to shoot for higher goals. We need to shoot for 2.5 to 3 million people a day.
Parler will likely remain offline after a judge says she's not interested in moving quickly in its case against Amazon Web Services. Parler is suing Amazon for a breach of its contract. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More guest hosts are being announced on a popular game show.
A larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would be a guest host on the show. Producers announcing Wednesday that journalist Katie Couric, actress Maya Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also draw guest host duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, his first episodes airing this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy has died in Las Vegas.
Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the famed entertainment duo Siegfried and Roy, has died.
The first rule of magic is never reveal your secrets. Tonight, we're gonna break that rule and tell you our biggest secret.
The legendary performers changed the face of the Las Vegas Strip with their impressive illusions and white tiger taming acts in a career that spanned 50 years. Fischbacher's partner, Roy Horn, died in May after suffering from complications of COVID-19 at the age of 75. Funeral services for Fischbacher will be private, with plans for a public memorial in the future. Siegfried Fischbacher died Wednesday in Las Vegas from pancreatic cancer at the age of 81. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.